nothing is more expensive than bad information. Know the source. OneRadioNetwork.com.
Okay, welcome to hour two of our little show. This is Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. Well, we're going to have fun here. Brad Johnson is with us. He's an international spiritual teacher, psychic, channeler, healer, metaphysical researcher. He created the website NewEarthTeachings.com to help those who wish to seek a greater understanding on what's unfolding during this time. Grand shift is awakening upon us and bringing us into a new earth where the world of spirituality, he says, intuition and kindness and personal truth will become a way of life through our present day. I watched a video by, and Brad also channels Adranus from the planet Sirius, that we're going to do that and talk to Mr. Adranus. And Brad's got some interesting ideas on his own, pre-channeling or outside of channeling. I watched a video that you did, Brad, last night called Point of No Return. I thought was quite positive and interesting about the way of the world, and we can talk about that. Good morning. How are things up there in Canada, Mr. Brad?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Things are good.
Yeah, you're good. Where do you live exactly?
A little area called Surrey, which is just outside of Vancouver.
Can you speak up a little bit? Get maybe a little closer to the mic for me.
It's in Surrey, a little closer to Vancouver.
In Vancouver. Yeah. So, as Brad, you are, you're thinking that this whole time of Corona and such is, if I understand your video, is a time where it may seem challenging, but you feel like a lot of these forces that are trying to control people are on their last legs. I don't know if there are words in your mouth, but is that true?
Yeah, pretty much. Everything that's happening right now is the end of a particular cycle, and a new cycle is beginning. So basically, you can even correlate this together with astrological information, is that December 21st to 2020 is a shift where we're actually moving into a new state of being. So basically, there is a cyclic shift that's taking place. Basically, we're moving much more into like the air element instead of the earth element. And this just corroborates with what Adranus has talked about in the past, relating to at the end of this year, there's a point of no return. So there's a momentum shift. So really, people are going to just keep riding the trains that represent their true being, their wherever they feel that they're putting their momentum. So if you're very much on an empowering path, if you're following the light within yourself, if you're really following a deep level of love, you're going to ride that momentum, and it's going to intensify in the years ahead. If you're very much into hate and fear, then you're going to ride that momentum, and it's going to intensify in the years ahead, because we are really shifting into a brand new cycle upon this planet. So yes, there's going to be a lot of changes taking place. There's going to be a lot of technological upliftments that are going to be happening here in the next few years. Everything is really just going to be restructured. I've also termed that the year 2021 would represent a year of transition, which means everything is going to change. Not really just change, but everything is basically being pulled out by its roots. Mm. And there's going to be new grassroot systems that are going to be coming together. So technologically, we're going to see changes. Educationally, we're going to see changes. Politically, we're going to see changes. Monetary base, we're going to see changes. So it's going to affect every level of what we consider life to be on this planet as we move into the next year.
So are you concerned or get involved with the particulars of how this is all going to come out? These are more intuitions and feelings about you, what you think is going to transpire, and you're not that worried about how it happens?
Well, it's kind of a combination of both, mm-hmm. because we're actually seeing a lot of these changes happening right now. So yeah. We're seeing shifts happening within people, right? The whole COVID situation in that sense is actually allowing for a greater transition to take place. Mm-hmm. And like I've said, is that the past corruption on this planet is basically coming to an end. It's kind of like looking at a funeral service that represents this whole year pertaining to those old agendas. So that is exactly what's happening. So there's going to be a lot of shifts, and people are really just starting to say, no, we're not going to tolerate this anymore. We're not going to put up with any other particular form of corruption anymore. And there are some of those who just don't want to get involved. There are those who just want to stay out of the way, and that's their choice. But really, there's a lot more people taking action. There's a lot of people that are speaking up, and there's a lot of more people that are saying, hey, we are going to bring in forward new change. Mm-hmm. This new change is going to be out of corruption, and it's going to be much more prosperous. We're going to be working together. It's like that popular phrase that, you know, we're all in this together. And that's true. But it's just that some people are actually more in it together than others because they're willing to do things, they're willing to take actions, and see the plummet of a lot of these old systems that have been very controlling and corruption-based.
Hmm. So is it fair to say then that the forces that are doing this whole corona financial, whatever you want to call it, they've just essentially made a tactical error and it's going to cause their demise, is what you're arguing?
No. Well, they've had demises for the past several years, so this is not anything new.
Hmm.
They're basically already finished. This is just all part of them being frantic. This is all part of them being desperate. This is all part of them being very, very clear, with clarity, that they're exposing themselves, right? There's really no more secrets. I don't think there are any more conspiracy theories anymore because everything's out in the open right now. Everything is being as plain as day. You're looking at Bill Gates and what he's been saying, and it's just so obvious that he's about an agenda. You're looking at all these different political figures, and again, just revealing their own particular agendas as well, too, that try to instigate control. And so it's all just falling apart at the seams. Everything is being so clear, right? There's no more clandestinity relating to a lot of these old dark agendas. So they're coming out into the light, and that's exactly what's happening. All of this stuff is being put into light. I've kind of likened it to the idea that Mother Earth right now is just going through a fever, and there's cold sweats, and that's exactly what's happening right now. She's going through a fever. She's getting a cold sweat, but she's actually happy about this because everything's being pulled out into the open. There are no secrets anymore, and people are going to look at all this stuff and say, well, we're going to get mad. We're going to get angry at first. That's absolutely what's going to happen. You can't avoid that. But that's going to lead into resolve, and that's exactly what's taking place right now.
Isn't it fascinating how, and I think you're right, just me following the media, Brad, that there is no real secrets. I mean, what was this, 2001, and they laid out the whole corona thing, and Agenda 21, you can read and see the agendas for the cities and smart growth and the Green New Deal. I mean, it's all really the Federal Reserve and their, you know, the whole, their exposure. And you can go on their website and they tell you exactly what they're doing and they show you their balance sheet and how much money they're creating. It's really not, it's a conspiracy all in plain sight.
That's right. Yeah, and it's not even a conspiracy.
It's not even a conspiracy.
Fact, right? You're looking at factuality.
Yeah.
I would say we even replace that word conspiracy because people just use that as a cover word. It's a cloak. And so we're past that whole idea of a conspiracy aspect. And maybe in the past it was valid, but right now it's factuality, right? You go on these websites and when they're actually showing you this data, they're showing you evidence. Well,
right.
What is evidence? It's facts. So where is there a conspiracy? Right?
Yeah, well, conspiracy really means, I guess, when what is it, Brad, when two or more people get together to do something, that's the, you know, that's the actual legal term of it. Yeah, conspiracy is not a good word because, as you know, they use that like anti-vaxxer or conspiracy theorist to,
that as a gaslighting principle. It's all gaslighting. Saying this person is in denial, this person has mental illness, et cetera, et cetera. It's
sure.
a gaslighting thing.
Yeah.
And it basically is just a gigantic sphere of denial. So once you get past that whole sphere of denial and you look at all of these facts that are actually coming out and people are just admitting, hey, yeah, this is the Federal Reserve. Here's the sheets. Here's all the stuff that we've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a conspiracy.
Yeah.
That's right in front of your face.
But you're seeing, and you reach a lot of people and talk to folks and do sessions and everything. But you are seeing, how would you characterize the amount of people that are waking up? I mean, is it really more than usual?
Oh, of course.
Is it?
Yeah, there's a lot, but they're all waking up in their own way, right? People, like I said, a lot of them are angry, and there's angry people. There's people that are looking to help others, to help calm them down, to give them compassion. There's people who are just starting to realize all these things. So there's different levels of awakening altogether. And so with many different levels of awakening that are happening, yes, it's profound. I would say the majority of the planet in certain levels of awakening are doing just that. They are waking up, but just on different levels of principle.
Do you suppose in these forces we're going to get stronger and more oppressive in the months leading up to some big changes?
Well, for this year, yeah, you could say that they're just going to get much more intense relating to that, because they're trying to plan a second wave of a COVID, which is going to fail because there's really nothing there. All they're really doing is making it out of thin air about this second wave. So it's basically going to be much more propaganda-based, and they're trying to get people to wear masks and all this stuff like that. So all they're trying to do is they're trying to get people to stay indoors because it's election time. And they want to try and rig this election, as they've tried to in the past.
Oh, you mean with the vote-by-mail thing?
Yeah, exactly. It will fail, just like anything else. There's nothing that they can do right now that will succeed in their favor. They're finished. And like I said, they've been dead for years. And now it's just at a point where you're just, like I said, you're just witnessing a funeral service with them. That's happening.
Yeah, when you say, Brad, they've been dead for years, so it's just karmically they've been unwinding getting to this point has taken a long time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they do. But like I said, it's the end of a cycle. And at the end of the cycle, you have to frantically get all of this stuff out in the open, because that's going to drive the momentum forward of greater exposures. And it's not just an exposure that's happening. It's a transition. So like I said, you're a gardener, and you've dug all these holes, and now you're pulling all these roots out of the garden. And they're very, very deep roots, and they're nasty-looking roots as well, too. They're all being pulled up out of the roots, and now there's new seeds being planted, and these new seeds are going to allow to cultivate. So within the next year, I mean, we haven't really started the new decade yet, right? The new decade doesn't really start till 2021. So next year really is the official start of the next decade, and it's going to be very, very powerful. It's going to be a very, very intense decade, but it's going to be much more in favor of people-powered organizations, of people as well, of communities. There's going to be a lot of restructuring going on. So like I said, 2020 is kind of like the last period of all of this stuff rearing its ugly head. And like I said, all of that's being pulled out of the ground. And like I said, you can even look at this astrologically. You can look at this numerologically. There's a lot of evidence that's showing this is a new cycle that's taking place. So again, December 21st, 2020 is really the benchmark where we're moving into, like I said, the air element.
Yeah, talk about that. What's the difference between Earth and air on the 21st? What's going on there?
Well, I'm not an astrologer, but basically from what I've researched is that Jupiter and Saturn were basically in Capricorn and have been since the 1800s. And now in 2020, at the very end of 2020, they're now moving into Aquarius. And so now it's moving into an air element. So the whole idea of that is that there's going to be a lot more transparency. There's lightness that's coming together.
Ah.
Now, in the year 1980, this happened briefly between Jupiter and Saturn, and that's actually what created much more of the beginning building blocks of the internet age, was around that time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at incredible technological advancements. We're looking at incredible spiritual advancements. We're looking at new advancements relating to the common systems that we have on our planet. Everything will culminate. And that is what Adronis was saying earlier in one of my recent videos updates, is that this is really a time where everything is going to culminate together. What that means is that everything is merging together. Everything is going to amalgamate together. Everything is going to basically become so transparent that there's just no more denying anything anymore. There will be a lot of encouragement for people to do their research. There'll be a lot of encouragement for data dumps to basically happen. A lot more revealing and exposures, like I said, happening this year. But as soon as we get into 2021, it's not an exposure year. It's a transition year, which means roots are being pulled out. It's an action year. So there's going to be great change. There's going to be great shifts that are happening in 2021. Basically, we're going to see probably a lot of arrests happening with a lot of these old corrupt officials, so to speak. That's already starting to happen right now, but I think that will continue. But there's also just takedowns of old systems that are no longer going to run, that try to favor, you know, the billionaires, for example. A lot of that is going to be restructured and reorganized, and there's going to be a lot more people prosperity taking place.
Yeah, we've heard Brad Johnson is with us, and we're going to talk to a being that he channels here in a few minutes, Adronis of Sirius. If you care to join us, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Sorry, something's going on with the 800 number this morning. It's not working properly, but you can email patrick@oneradionetwork or put comments on Facebook or also YouTube. Yeah, I've heard, Brad, a bit about the various arrests potentially going on. I've not seen a lot. Have you seen evidence of people actually getting arrested?
It would be more so appropriate to say that they're under house arrest, a lot of them.
Oh.
So basically, there's been a lot of photos being put on Facebook about people wearing like ankle bracelets
really?
And not being able to leave their house. There's also been some reports from other people that are kind of in the sports world or the celebrity world as well, too. But Hollywood is being taken down right now. There's a lot of things going on. So basically right now you're looking at this whole COVID-19 situation as a cover. And under the cover, there's a lot of things happen. A lot of these things are not meant to be captured because they're happening in silence. So basically it's all very, very quiet. It's kind of like ninjas in the night, right? They're basically coming in and they're making deals with a lot of these people, and they're just being kept quiet right now. After this whole situation is unfolded, then we may start to see some things happening publicly. But basically, all of this is basically just like a silent ninja in the night. Everything is basically being put into a very, very quiet state of arrest. And that's basically what's happening right now. This is what I was getting closer to around the beginning of the year. It was just the idea of certain celebrities and other political figures are basically just being quietly, I guess you could say, apprehended. And it's almost like a house arrest for many of them. They're being very heavily monitored and surveyed in that way. And when the time is right, then there's basically unsealed indictments that are going to be taking place.
So you're making the argument, and others are too, Brad Johnson, that there are a group of people, the good guys, if you will, that are driving all this. Do we know who they are? Organizations,
I wouldn't really call anything good guys and bad guys. Yeah. That's not what this is about, right? This is all about the idea that there are many different groups that have their fingers in the pie.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so black and white as people think it is, right? And I don't say that these people are good guys, but they're basically more in favor of wanting humanity to move into a prosperous age.
Mm-hmm.
So you could look at it in that way. But a lot of it has to do with many of the nations around the entire planet. You basically have about 150 to 170 nations that are working together in cooperation that were once a part of these elitist agendas. And now they've broken free with it because they realize what they're trying to do and they don't want any part of it. So, I mean, these are not good old boys in that way.
Mm-hmm.
These are guys that once were very psychotic as well, too, but they saw the light. And so they have now shifted their ways. And it's kind of like looking at the fall of the Roman Empire. Everything basically just happens from within, right? Like the time mm-hmm. with Julius Caesar and the people around him betrayed him. That's exactly what's happening, right? Everything is basically imploding from the inside. Dog is going to eat dog, right? The corrupt will take down the corrupt. So that is exactly what's happening right now. It's a major implosion within the inner mechanisms of these particular forms of secret societies and so forth. And so now there's takeovers that are happening because these people do not want the humanity to go and plummet. They want to basically see us move into a new state of prosperity. So there's a lot of assistance. It's not just happening on a government level. It's not just happening on a political level. There's other levels that people just really believe or understand that's actually taking place right now. We're talking very higher spiritual levels of consciousness where there's a lot of assistance being brought forward to these particular groups that are, in that sense, mending a lot of these wounds pertaining to these elitists, taking them down. And like I said, there's going to be a restructuring. So I've also felt that the president of the United States may not be the two people that are running right now.
Yeah.
It may be something else. So like I said, there's a possible replacement that's coming forward. So like I said, there's a lot of things that are on the shelf right now. We can never 100% know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
There's just energies of momentum that's taking place right now, other than what you discover through factuality.
Yeah, there's a feeling with a lot of people, including your host here, that something's really strange going on with this election coming up. And I you know, it feels like that to me, that something is just not going to happen as normal. I don't know what it is, but.
Oh, you're right.
You know,
you're right.
Do you feel like that? Yeah.
Don't know exactly how it's going to play out. So
yeah.
I can pretty much tell you that I don't think Biden will be getting in whatsoever. But no, it's either something to do with Trump or him stepping down, or there may be a new replacement that's coming in that's actually going to run things. They just said that Kanye West is interested in being a president.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
So he might be that replacement. It's hard to say. So we'll see what happens.
As far as the arrest,
a lot of things. It's kind of like a crapshoot, really. You're
yeah.
just trying to guess. Oh, will it run on Snake Eyes, or will it be somewhere else? Well, there's always a probability. These are just momentums. And we
yeah.
just have to see what happens.
As far as the arrest and all of that, there are people that are. Also conjecturing that some of these people could be arrested in house arrest and can actually be projecting holograms so you'd still see them. Is that technology there?
No, it's not subtle lipwork. Again, people really bring too much of their imagination into this
And
stuff.
not happening
No,
now.
it's nothing to do with holograms or anything like that. This is, again, people that are under house arrest. They truly are under house arrest. As I'm looking into this stuff right now, no, they're there. They're inside their house. They're allowed to go out at certain places, but they're monitored, right? So it's kind of like house arrest plus certain privileges and extensions to go certain places if need be. So, like sometimes if they have to make public appearances or something like that. That can happen, but most of the time they're basically staying in house arrest. This is not about holograms or anything like that. Again, people get too blown up with their imaginations about this. You can't just say, oh, well, all of a sudden there's going to be holograms, or okay, people have used adrenochrome and all of a sudden now they're being executed. Guys, that's a bunch of garbage, right? Right now, I mean, the adrenochrome thing is true, but it's not about people being executed right now. That's not what's happening. It's really that there's just a lot of house arrests that are happening. There's people that are, again, it's all like ninjas in the night. Like I said, it's very, very quiet. It's a very quiet thing. And eventually, as this cover gets unveiled, then it will become a very, very loud thing. But right now, it's very, very quiet, like a ninja in the night.
Fascinating. Well, it's fun to be around planet Earth. Brad Johnson is with us, and Brad's website is New Earth Teachings, right? NewEarthTeachings.com. He channels an entity called Adranus, who is on. Is it a planet, Sirius, Brad?
No, it's not a planet. Sirius is a star,
A star.
right? We're looking at Sirius A. So Sirius A would represent a sun. Now, where Adranus exists, that star is as natural to him as a planet Earth is to us. So he would exist within the star of Sirius.
Cool. Okay, let's do a little break and then we'll talk to him, okay?
Okay.
Stay right there. What do you think? Okay, we're going to do it. And first off, we're going to tell you about a great product called Elk Velvet Antler. Have you heard of that?
Starving for vitality, we're turning to energy drinks, stimulants, and pharmaceuticals to try to improve our focus, increase our metabolism, rescue our sex drive, and adapt to the stresses of modern day living. Each year, an elk sheds its impressive antlers, regenerating an even larger set the following year. These velvet antlers have been a revered traditional medicine for thousands of years. Elk Antler harnesses the adaptogenic and highly regenerative growth factors from this natural and ethical resource into a concentrated, bioavailable extraction. Its revitalizing effects span bone, muscle, and nerve support, improve metabolism, cellular repair, sexual potency, anti-inflammation, vascular strengthening, and hormone production. Humanely harvested from free-range U.S. elk, extracted in organic alcohol, and protected in mirror on glass, our Elk Antler is available in three strengths to restore your vitality at any level.
Elk Velvet Antler, available any Sir Thrival link on OneRadioNetwork.com. They have the colostrum 2 more days on sale. Use promo code WEARE. WER Immune. Colostrum is one of the suite of products that Daniel has offered for, gosh, I've known Daniel, what, 12 years now? We Are Immune. We Are Initial Are Immune for the 20% on the colostrum. I don't think Elk Velvet's on sale right now, but go ahead and try some. I think you really like it. This is an interesting technology. You talk about the stars. Most of the universe is made up of this subject, this particle, hydrogen.
Previously with Dr. Mark Serkis, we were talking about the show with Dr. Thomas Cowan, who is mentioning sun and water equals energy.
One guy from MIT, he's a chemist, Dr. Daniel Nassada. Mm-hmm. You know, he agrees, and he basically says that he has these experiments. Sunlight turns water into energy. So his formula is sun plus water equals fuel.
Fuel.
Fuel. And then we go, what is fuel? What is the fuel of life? What's the fuel of the universe? Hydrogen. What's the fuel that's going to save the human race if we last long enough to be around? It's hydrogen. Hydrogen is, you know, necessary for life, for us, plants, rockets, planes. Well, not planes yet. Well, yes, flying cars. Trains and buses, or they all exist already using hydrogen, and cars.
And as you may know, what comes out of the tailpipe of these hydrogen vehicles is water. Hydrogen
turns the body's dried up little morsels into water, hydrates them. You can get the AquaCure machine on OneRadioNetwork.com, created by George Wiseman. Incredibly safe, lifetime warranty, 1 year, no questions asked, money back warranty. If you don't like it, up to a year. Use promo code OneRadio, promo code OneRadio in our store, the Hydrogen AquaCure machine on OneRadioNetwork.com.
To talk to Patrick, call 888-663.
Let's not do that. Phone's not working.
Know the source. One Radio Network.
Okay, Brad Johnson is with us. Brad's up in Canada. Brad, for those who aren't familiar with the whole paradigm of channeling, tell them a little bit about that before we talk to Adranus.
Well, yeah, if you're familiar with, you know, certain people in the course of history, one person being like Edgar Cayce, for example, he was what's known as the renowned 20th century psychic, and basically he would go into trance states of channeling, and he would connect to his own higher mind. He would go into the Akashic records, and he would be able to diagnose people no matter where they were in the world, and being able to find out exactly what they had and what they could use to remedy these situations. So basically, when you're going into a channeling state, you're altering your frequency to move into a different vibrational reality where there is a consciousness that is there that can communicate with you. And so this is exactly what I've been doing since 2008, is connecting with a being known as Adranus. So I was guided to him back in 2008, and I've been speaking with him ever since. And again, he represents another version of me. He's in another probable reality. And his information has just been very, very powerful, very vast. He's helped thousands of people over the world for these past 12 years, and I just go into this channeling state. It's kind of like tuning into a radio station, right? So you basically have a radio dial, and you are naturally attuning yourself into the feeling of what that entity represents to you. And so that's all I do. I tune into the free feeling of Adranus, and he comes through, and it's like tuning into 100.5 Adranus FM, and all of a sudden I'm starting to receive his transmission.
I like that.
And so my goal there is just to stay focused. My soul is not going anywhere. I'm not leaving my body or anything like that. It's just the idea that this is all mind work. You're just working to tune your mind into his frequency. You tune into his frequency, and you become his personality. And so that is exactly what happens when I channel Adranus. And so, like I said, he comes through and he shares a lot of information through my comprehension in regards to what I can understand. And that becomes the interaction that I have with him.
Excellent. And if you have a question or comment for Adranus, do the email thing, as the 800 line is having a bad hair day, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. So let's talk to Adranus.
Okay, so just take me a minute to bring him through, and we'll get started. Tira. Soul Star. This time, we bid you greetings and thank you very much for the opportunity of this interaction. I am Adranus of Sirius, sending love, appreciation, and gratitude to all who are tuning in to this broadcast through your internet collective consciousness. We say hello to Patrick. How may we help you today?
Well, hello to you, sir. Are you actually located on a star? Do you have a body?
Well, from your perspective, you would see it as a star. We do have a body, but it is of what you would term as a much lighter mass. So basically, you would see us as a luminous body.
Okay, so you would be in a finer vibration than Earth Earth's vibrations?
Well, we do not exist in what you would term as linear space and time. Mm-hmm. Space and time work for us rather than feeling that we work for it. So therefore, we have complete and total say over whatever we wish to experience or wherever we want to go through any space or through any point of time that we therefore desire.
What advice can you give to our listeners around the world, Adranas, on people talk a lot about more and more these days creating their own reality. If there is no time, how do we create this magical, dreamy future?
Well, you're looking into the idea of time being a companion rather than the idea of understanding that there is no time, because you are still using time. You are still working with time because you are operating in a reality to where time itself is that companion, as is space. So what you're doing in that sense is that the mind is heightening itself past a linear-based framework, and it's moving much more into non-linearity, which means, as we just stated, space and time work for you, rather than feeling that you are a slave to space and time. So it is the alteration pertaining to one's own mindset that relates to the idea of whatever they wish to accomplish based upon space and time being their companion. If they want to reverse their aging, if they want to become youthful again, all it really is just holding a thought. You're just holding a thought pertaining to your youthfulness. And as you continue to do this, over time, you are going to notice that there is a change. So you're seeing how time is being a companion for you. Time is helping you to move into that index relating to the aspect of here you are at a younger age, and now you're working through the mind to actually start behaving as that person, acting as that person, thinking as that person, talking as that person. And as you do that, this is what's going to create the suggestion through space and time that you are now starting to reverse age your body. So basically, you understand that there is that which is termed as telomeres within your own DNA that, again, eventually degrade over time. As you start to work together with the idea of reverse aging, the telomeres themselves start to regrow. Now, there are masters within your Far East, relating to India and so forth, that are actually able to live hundreds of years. And they are what you would term to be deathless, which means they would simply give up their body in their own course. You can actually discover this through written material representing that of life and teaching of the masters of the Far East. For this was, in that sense, documented by Baird T. Spaulding, that he was actually able to encounter certain people within the Far East that have lived hundreds of years in their own body and appear like 20-year-olds. And that you yourselves have the ability to do this. But because you live in a modern framework where you feel that science must be your god or science must be the only way, you cannot fathom this. But the whole idea is that consciousness will always outshine technology. Technology is just a marking point to letting you know where you are at on a certain intellectual level. It will only accomplish based on what you know. But consciousness is letting you know what you do not know. And that is the greater aspect here. So, therefore, by holding a thought just through the impression and example of reversing your age, you can therefore allow space and time as companions to work together with you based on any other particular form of criteria that you feel you wish to meet.
So would it be fair to say, you tell us, what do you think the main reasons why the body ages?
Well, this is all based upon the idea of your acceptance pertaining to linear space and time.
What you accept?
So the whole idea in that sense is that you've been convinced since birth, eventually one day you'll die.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually one day this is going to happen to you. You'll get old, you'll retire, you'll have a family, you'll become a grandparent, and you'll just start to wither away. So again, you have bought into this illusion without the feeling of actually being able to discipline your mind to look at something different. So what we are attempting to teach you, and what many masters have attempted to teach many of you throughout the course of many centuries, is the idea that you indeed have control about how long you live. The aspect of death is a natural state of an occurrence. It is not in that sense absolute. Many of you have a saying, there's only two things that we can depend on, death and taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. Both of those are relative, not absolute. So basically, you have conditioned yourself through that belief and saying, well, one day I'm going to drop dead. So therefore, you're abiding by the aspect of growing old. Growing old is actually a virus. Did you know that?
I didn't. No.
It's a virus. When you're actually growing old, you are succumbing to an illness, a virus. And it is a virus that is created within the body. It is a virus that has been propagated through the mind. It's your own emotional states. And it becomes a virus because you're telling it, oh, as I get older, then I'm going to start to wither away.
Mm-hmm.
As I get older, I'm going to lose my vitality. As I get older, I'm not going to have so much strength.
Mm.
You're telling yourself that. You're putting yourself in a trance, and you're telling yourself that. So what we are saying is that humanity has the ability to not only live hundreds or thousands of years through an altered state of mind, but as long as they want. And it doesn't require any technology at all. All it requires is your own thought. All it requires is you getting behind that level of altered states of thinking that now become natural. So what many of you are aware of pertaining to the aspect example of hypnosis, what you're doing is actually going beyond that and making this very natural. Just like you can close your fist and clench your fist right now, that's a natural feeling. The idea of actually having thoughts that represent youth become a natural process. So you have the capability to live hundreds or even thousands of years on this planet, but you must shift your perspective on how that is done. And a lot of it is giving yourself into love, giving yourself into compassion, giving yourself into joy, following the way of spirit, because that's what you're naturally made out of. And you start to get behind that, and now you're just giving yourself praise every single day. You're giving love and compassion to yourself every single day, regardless of what's happening collectively on your planet.
Hmm.
So therefore, your focus determines the idea of how you wish to, as you would say, create your own reality. But in this way, you can therefore reverse age your body if that's something you choose to do, as an example.
So are you saying then, every thought, image, or feeling that we accept as real is in the body at that moment and stays there until we change that that image?
Yes, because that's the idea of the virus.
Mm.
So again, you're the ones that make yourself sick,
and
you are also the ones that give yourself radiant health as well, too. You are a god of your own reality. You're the only one here. As you're the only one here, everything that you say goes. So when you get into that mindset of saying, yes, I'm going to become younger. Yes, I'm going to feel much more vitality flowing through me. Yes, I'm going to work together with others of like mind in that way. Well, then you're setting these seeds. You're putting these seeds into the ground. You're covering them up. You're nurturing them so that they can grow. That's all this is. In your mind already, you are a youthful 18-year-old, for example. That's already there. But you have to simply bring that into your mindset. And it's like a seed that's planted inside the ground. You're letting the invisible become visible through the sprouting of itself. So as you continue to work on this each day, just like the seed is able to crack past its shell and start to sprout and now becomes a beautiful plant, in time, this is what's going to happen to you. Because you are still operating within a linear-based reality, but because you are able to go to any space and time through your consciousness, you are now harnessing this capability, and you are reverse aging yourself by holding that thought and supporting that intention. That, in that sense, is your intention to allow to happen.
As you were learning this, Adranas, how did you approach the idea of a negative thought that says, oh, no, you can't do that, or you got to get sick? How did you work with that thought? Did it matter to you that you even had it?
You give it love and compassion.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole idea. If you're thinking negatively about yourself, then you feel that you are personally impaired. So what's happening is that you're going into the autopilot mind. You're going into the mind where you think, oh, I don't have to do anything. I'm just going to let the ego run things. And so that is a sabotaging mind, which means your mind is undisciplined. We have never had an undisciplined mind. Our mind has always been disciplined because the way that we have in that sense come into being is very, very different than what you are experiencing here on Earth. Many of you have come upon this planet based upon slave systems, and you are learning in that sense how to act as a slave rather than actually being able to act as a god, to actually have a god mind, to actually have a god self, to actually have a god body. That's how we were raised, you would say. That's how we came up. We have not experienced your level of duality. So when you are going through this, this again is teachings that again is very, very natural throughout the universe. In fact, when the time comes, when many of you go throughout the stars, you will see people looking very much like you that are thousands of years old, yet it looks like they're 18, 19, or 20 years old. So that again is a natural form. That is very, very common that you will find throughout the universe. People that are aged thousands of years, but look as young as a young adult. And you yourselves have the capability of doing this as well. You're just working together with a certain state of evolution within yourself pertaining to these mind-altering realizations. So therefore, you can be as young as you want, and you can stay in your body for as long as you want, as long as you are clearing out with love and with compassion and with forgiveness any other particular form of roadblock that's telling you you're not these things. So clear away the I'm not and stay with the I am.
The I am. What kind of ideas can you give our listeners so they can begin to understand and know and feel this, that they're not separate from God?
Well, that again is all part of connection. You want to feel that you are connected to all things. The idea of you going back into that younger version of yourself is a connectivity to another version of you. So if you are able to do that, that's letting you know that you're connected to every single thing. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to do something like that. You have to see creation as a spider's web. Everything is connected to something else. Every action, every thought that you perform echoes throughout the entire nature of reality. So again, all of these plucks of the web, all these reverberations is felt throughout the entire web interface. And so, therefore, there is nothing that you do not do within your life that affects somebody else. It's all part of the idea of the reverberations of the web. So when you're talking to a next door neighbor and you're greeting them good morning, every word that you say is a spell. And so you are sharing a spell pertaining to the idea of wishing your neighbor a good morning. So it's a very happy spell in that way. Why do you think it's called spelling? It's the idea that you're casting spells all the time. So when you are putting yourself in the dirt and you are very much negatively oriented towards yourself, you're putting all of these hexing spell casts towards yourself. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't. I can't. I can't. That's you putting these spells, and your body is going to instantly start to tune into those types of frequencies, because that's the mindset that you're getting. That's the feeling that you have. That's the thought that you have. That's the choice that you're making. That's the action you're taking, and that's the result that you're going to get, known as the five acts of manifestation. And so as you start to do that, you're noticing that your body is going to deteriorate. You're creating the virus of old age. You're creating the virus of deterioration. It's time to flip that around. Look at it as opposite. Flip the coin.
In past transmissions, you've talked about the idea that so many people are waking up now during these troubling times. So I can hear you kind of making the argument that as George, who lives somewhere in Connecticut, for example, this morning listening, I just made that up, is who raises his level of awareness somehow, that everybody is getting part of that as well. Everybody's raised up a little bit, like
a certain residual piece of it. Because again, you're looking at it like a web or like gears. A tiny little gear is starting to move, that in conjunction, all of the other corresponding gears need to reciprocate that type of movement in kind.
So let's talk about what's going on planet Earth. As you know, there's a lot of turmoil with finances and demonstrations and viruses. Give us your idea of what you see this is about. What is this about?
We just told you. It's wonderful that all of that is happening. Because again, all of these systems that are making shifts, did you really support them? No, you didn't. You just relied upon them because that's all there is. So when you notice that these shifts are now going through turmoil and that things are changing, which means you're going to start having alternatives. You're going to start having new ways of living. You're going to start shifting yourself into new possibilities, because it's not just this one system that's a control system. Many of you don't even support these systems, yet you're concerned about when they are in that sense, wavering back and forth. You need to look at that. This is all part of things that you have complained about for many, many years that are now starting to topple over. And the reason why it's toppling over is because you're seeing beyond a veil that represents past a slave-based control system. And that's what's going to be taking place. You're going to have alternatives, which means, for example, you do not just have to rely upon fiat currency anymore. You have what's commonly known as cryptocurrencies, for example. There are those in that sense that are actually using currencies based upon time dedicated to specific levels of work. There is also that which is known as barter and trade. So what you're actually starting to look at now are alternatives. They are not as large as these slave control systems are, but in time they will be. So what is happening right now is you're seeing a Swiss cheese effect through many of these veils that are toppling over. You're seeing past the hologram that represents their illusions. So all of these things are toppling over because many of you have been saying for many years, I don't want to be part of these systems anymore. I don't want to have anything to do with them. I'm tired of having to work like crazy to support myself for breadcrumbs relating to my life. And many of you say this. And so through that collective effort that's taking place, as we stated, every reverberation affects the web. This is what's taking place. Your systems are toppling over. They are imploding because this is representing a time of culmination, a time where everything is tallying up, where the aspect of everyone's thoughts are now starting to generate new waves of events, new waves of opportunities that are coming together. So yes, everything is going to topple over. So yes, everything is going to provide you with new alternatives, new ideas, new sciences, new technologies, new ways of thinking, people coming together, people actually starting to work together. The idea of people-powered organizations, communities, forging themselves, educational arenas starting to shift, sociological changes starting to shift. Everything is going to take place with these new shifts. It's a culmination time. So everything that you're experiencing right now is all part of the plan. It's all part of this old cycle that's falling and a new cycle that's rising. So as we stated, it's like a gardener. Goes inside, digs these holes, and pulls out these very, very deep roots. As these roots get pulled, you're seeing all of these old plants being pulled right out of the ground by its roots. And now you have all this available area where you can now start planting new seeds. Now, seeds have already been planted. And so now you're looking at the other side of the garden where there is fresh plants freshly planted. And now you have all this other space that is going to be available to expand upon. That's what's taking place upon your planet. Why? Because the majority of you said these systems aren't good enough anymore. And so you clear them out. You did this. You said this. You said enough is enough. We're getting out of this system. This is not a harmony for us. And so you've made up your minds. And that's exactly what's taking place. All of these Swiss cheese effects of these veils are happening right now because you have deemed it so. And so new transitions, new alternatives are going to come together and will eventually be part of the norm, as you say. So they will not just be alternatives. They will be, in that sense, mainstream avenues. So that is what's taking place. You're going to move into something that's alternative, and then it's going to start taking over as a much more beneficial substitute than what was previously there pertaining to slave control systems.
So all of us are going to be called upon to root out any emotional, spiritual, imaginary, whatever in our inner world and let it go.
You're doing that all the time.
We're doing it all the time.
A point where you're doing it more. You're always doing that. Mm-hmm. You're always making your own choices of what you feel best serves you. Mm-hmm. You have to look into these choices that are sabotaging you. You have to look into your thoughts that are sabotaging you. That has been happening since the dawn of time, of man's beginnings. So the whole idea is that many of you are just becoming much more aware of this because you have been tricked into feeling that that's not important when in fact it is.
So when times are tough and things get uncomfortable, we have more awareness of our inner world?
Well, that's exactly what's happening. You realize, why is this happening? As soon as you say that, it's a call to reflect within yourself. You are not going to change the outer world by committing outer action. That's not how it works. The outer world is but an effect plane. It's like a movie screen that is casting the reflection of the film upon its screen. You're not going to try and take a felt marker and try to say, no, I want to try and see this scene instead and start drawing on the screen. No, that's not going to work. You need to go within. You need to look at what is propagating your reality with such thoughts. And it's yourself. And as you start to sanitize those feelings, those thoughts, those actions, now you're going to take new actions through new thoughts and through new feelings. And that's what's going to shift the nature of the movie. Everything happens from within. The within is the aspect to where the cause exists. The without is simply the effect of that cause.
Adranas is with us. If you care to participate, Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. So, so what we are experiencing now, if you would watch television and all of that, is just the result or the effect of the collective consciousness at the moment. But as people change and grow and move through this, as you say, at the point of no return, then there's going to be different realities, as there always is on planet Earth. Everybody has their own reality, and we get to choose ours.
It is quite rare that what you are seeing on television is the effect of the collective consciousness, because your mainstream media is contaminated.
Okay.
That is not the world that you're seeing. That is an illusionary world. Mm-hmm. That is Hollywood, as you would say. That's mm-hmm. the special effects. That's the mind-altering trance. So no, what you look upon the television is not your world at all. That is a doctored world.
That's not the collective consciousness.
You're looking into true reality. It's you traveling the world. It's you talking to people. It's you stepping outside your door and seeing everything that's taking place within your reality and what you witness there. That's true reality.
I see. Please ask Brad or Adranas if he can help me tap into my heart and soul. I have a couple of questions about moving and selling my home, and how do I make the right decision with this?
Many of these things do not matter, because the whole idea is that you are still in a state of question and concern pertaining to your home, thinking it's not worthy enough to be sold. So really what it takes is just getting down into the other way of looking at these things. My house is beautiful, and I will absolutely 100%, without a shadow of a doubt, discover a buyer for it. And that I will 100%, without a shadow of a doubt, know that I am always supported. And when that confidence and when that certainty is filling your being like the brim of a glass, everything is going to be taken care of. You see, what's happening is that you're sabotaging yourself constantly and feeling that your home can't be sold. You can't have money. You can't allow that to come together, because you question yourself constantly. You're fragile. And so, as you start to shift yourself and you start looking at the other side of the coin, and you convince yourself, yes, this house is going to be sold. I'm going to sell it this month. Great. It will happen. Yes, I am completely secure with the idea of financial abundance. It is all around me. I have no problem with it, because I know I'm always supported. It will happen. Just like we talked about with the idea of reverse aging. You're holding that thought. You're holding that feeling. It's a very simple thought. It's a very simple feeling. It's not complicated. So you're seeing yourself in your youth, and you're seeing over time the reverse aging effect, like a seed being planted in the ground that's now starting to sprout. Well, you have to treat your house that you want to sell the exact same way. You want to see it as something you're putting in the ground. And you're covering up that seed, and you're watering it, and you're nurturing it. And that watering and nurturing of the seed is the idea of your positive thinking. It is the nature of your feelings. And so you're saying, I am going to sell this house. Spirit, bring forward the appropriate buyer that will buy this house, because it is going to happen. And I will sell it this month. And you have 100% certainty behind that. And it will take place. You have to see yourself as a creator. You're the only one here. As you're the only one here, you are the one that says, I will do this and it will happen. I will make this so and it will become so. So it's getting behind yourself. It's not about looking at predictions. Predictions are a distraction. It's looking into certainty within yourself as a creator. As a creator, you are seeing everything that you want to create happen before your eyes because you support it. You support it with your heart. You support it with your mind. You support it with your soul. So if you look at it in that context, yes, you'll be able to sell your house. Yes, you'll be able to be financially supported in ways you can't even imagine yet. You will feel like miracles are being born all around you because you have 100% certainty that all of this can happen. All right?
In general, what do you say to people who ask you and other people what's going to happen in their life? Like this emailer is asking if this man she's with is going to be here in the future. Well, what's going on with these when we ask what's going to happen to us in the future?
Well, firstly, you have to understand this is a co-creation. You do not have control over that man. You are together because of the choices that you have mutually made at one point. Now, does that mean that you're always going to stick together? No, it doesn't, because things can change. You have to understand that you are a creator in your reality and that this man is a creator in his. And that only through the idea of mutual cooperation is there ability for those two to remain together as one. So the whole idea is if there are shifts, if there are concerns, if there are turbulences, then that's something that shakes up. If you're not able to work together and change to corroborate a continual connection together, then there will often lead to the idea of parting ways. But there is nothing generic that we can tell everybody because everybody has their own unique experiences. There is nothing really generic within your own lives because you have effect on everything. It's subjective reality. It's not objective. So when you're looking at things objectively, you're only going to look at things so much because you are important. You are here. You are present. So as you are present in that way, you may look at witnessing other people's realities, but through your own reality, this is going to be subjectively possible because you are the one that's making everything happen. So everybody has their own unique blueprint relating to how reality is. It cannot be, shall we say, generic information that can help everybody. It has to be how you feel it in your own unique way, in your own subjective way, that therefore makes sense. This is why if we were able to share something generically with all of you, there'd be no questions. None of you would have any questions, but you do. Why is that? Because you live in a subjective reality. Adronis, I have this partner. Adronis, I have this house. And so even with what we have shared, again, it's not implied as the aspect of a generic response because everybody will have their own subjective experience. That's why we speak to each person so that they understand this or they may have a premise of understanding it, but it's up to them to figure it out because they're the ones creating their reality. We're not going in there and creating their reality for them. We can't do that. None of you can do that for anybody else. You're the only one that can create your reality the way that you choose.
Do you think it's spiritually appropriate to think about other souls?
Of course, because mm-hmm. they are you.
They're part of us.
You're in your own sandbox, as it were. You can come together and you can play in two sandboxes right next to each other and saying, oh, isn't that nice? Look what you're creating. You're creating a castle. Oh, you're creating a temple. Oh, you're creating a hut. You're creating a person out of sand. Isn't that great? And now you're able to come together in these two sandboxes wedged together that now become one. So now you're playing in each other's sandbox, but you still have your own sand. So the whole idea here in that sense is that you're close together, you're working together, you're clustered together, but you will only ever still experience your reality. So it's like a video game where there are two characters, and these two characters are created by two other people that are remotely connected to computer systems from each other's side of the world. But they're coming together in this video game and they're playing with each other. And so therefore you have these two characters that are interfacing, but the controllers of these two characters, the aspect of the great mind between these two characters are on other sides of the planet. So this is very much the nature of incarnation, is that souls incarnate in their body to have an interface to give the illusion that they're playing with other people. But in actuality, your souls are everywhere. So this is the whole nature here in that sense, is that yes, you can come together, you can co-create, but no one can create in your reality. Only you can do that.
So sending someone love or hate or trying to control them is no different if they're 1,000 miles away or if they're in the same room.
It's the reverberations of the web, because really what you're doing is you're telling that to yourself. It's not even really about another person.
Mm-hmm.
Another person just becomes a catalyst. And you say, oh, I don't like what that person represents. So what you're just telling you is, there's a version of me right there that I hate. And that's what you're doing, because it's coming back to you anyways. Now, that person will reciprocate that particular type of effect, especially if they're quite vulnerable within the mind, and saying, how could that person hate me? They don't even know me. And you get into an uproar. And this is the idea of a fragile mind. A disciplined mind doesn't even acknowledge it. They just give love to that person and move on. They don't care if they're insulted. They don't care if they're being belittled in any way. They just wave hello and say, have a great day, and they move on. But nonetheless, that person that's pointing that finger at that person and saying, I hate what that person represents, is really just telling themselves what they hate about themselves.
So during this time when many people are trying to control the other people with masking or corona or vaccines or whatever, staying at home, it's a good chance to learn how to not be against these people.
Well, that's the whole idea in that sense.
That's why it's happening.
You make the worst or the best out of a situation. So whether you, in that sense, are being told through your collective, wear a mask, many of you will start to bellyache about this and saying, oh, why should I wear a mask? I don't want to wear a mask, etc. This is evil. This is horrible, etc. Look what you're putting into your entire field.
Mm-hmm.
So what we would suggest is make the best out of the situation. So if you wear a mask, you're still radiating pure, beautiful health through yourself. All right, I'll wear a mask. It's not going to affect me because I am radiating pure health. I'll put two little holes in these masks. I'll be able to breathe in just fine, and everything will be pip and dandy in that way. And that is great, because now that's you working with your reality. So it's like an administrator. An administrator says, here's the rules for the game right now. You got to start wearing masks, et cetera, et cetera. And wherever you are, sometimes you don't have to wear masks, sometimes you do. But if you are in an area where you feel you do, make the best of it. If you feel that you do not want to wear a mask, then work together in constructive ways to, in that sense, petition the idea of this, not through anger, but through the idea of saying, this is not what I prefer. And we're going to work together in a loving way through nonviolent resistance, just like your Mahatma Gandhi taught you, to say that is not what we're going to do because it is unnecessary. So therefore, you discover the facts, you discover the evidence of where you feel that this is not necessary, and you are petitioning through nonviolent resistance. Again, Mahatma Gandhi taught you how to do this.
Nonviolent resistance. Robert wants to know, Adranas, what's your opinion? How are the billionaires going to be defunded? Who will seize their assets?
Themselves, really. Because the whole idea is that all of those particular assets are managed by others. They are all part of different institutions. And because these people are basically sabotaging themselves because all they want is control and to hold on to their money so much, there is also an equal and opposite reaction to that effect. So these institutions, in that sense, as you would say, are actually going to shift in management and actually start to seize much of their funds, because they have seen that much of these funds are being used for, as you would say, illegal or criminal activity. So basically, by having new management taking place within these institutions, because these billionaires don't have their $1 billion buried in their backyard, they have them in institutions in different areas of the world. Those institutions will change management. They will have new bylaws put forward. They will have new constructs put together within their institution. And this will lead to the idea of the seizing of their assets.
Understood. Here's an interesting email from Janet. Hi, Adranas. Question, how can we best heal the racial divide between the black and the white races and then merge with the greater truth of merging with the other races on the issue of equality? How do we resolve this? is
the only idea of why there's a problem is that there's a problem pertaining to the idea of race. So in that sense, when you notice that you're all coming together to complement each other, regardless of their race, their color, their creed, their religion, etc., then there's no problems. You see, there's no effort given pertaining to love. It's freely given. There is effort pertaining to animosity. So again, that's what you're doing. The idea that you feel that there has to be a hiccup pertaining to one's own race, color, creed, nationality, religion, is the very thing that represents that tumor that's growing upon it. So what do? You give it love. You give it compassion. You give it warmth. You give it your heart, because that takes absolutely no effort whatsoever. So as you come together in that way, and love leads the way, here's something for you to understand. Love is the antidote to everything. We mean that very literally. So take out a pen right now. Take out a piece of paper. Write this down. Love is the antidote to everything. Period. Oh, Jonas, what about that? Love is the antidote to everything. Oh, Jonas, I'm sick. Love is the antidote to everything. Oh, Jonas, but there's racism. Love is the antidote to everything. So when you look at that mantra, gee, I think Adronis is trying to say love is the antidote to everything.
I think he's trying to say that.
Well, that's exactly it. When you have love, you have no conflict. You have no flaws. You are perfection. And so when you work together with that state of love, with that state of compassion, with that state of happiness, with that state of joy, with that state of forgiveness, you have no flaws. It's like taking a shirt that's very, very wrinkled, and you're now putting all this love around you, and it does a better job than a steam iron. Now that shirt is flawless. And that's what you're doing. You're taking all these wrinkled shirts that have been brought forward through unnatural distortion. Here's the thing. As soon as you go into deep levels of fear and deep levels of anxiety, you are following an unnatural rhythm. It is an unnatural thing. So when you are very much consumed with fear, when you hold these traumas of abandonment, rejection, abuse, you have unnatural toxicity existing within yourself. And what many of you do is you start to take actions upon those unnatural things. And you start coughing it out. That's the true coronavirus right there. Is the idea of you taking all these traumas, taking all this hurt, taking all this pain, and spreading it around. You're taking the unnatural, and you're spreading it everywhere. So what do? Love is the antidote to everything. So now you're putting love towards everything. You start to reinforce yourself. You take deep breaths. You calm yourself down. You go into positive reinforcement. You think of happy thoughts. You work with your imagination. You bring such a powerful stimulation of love and happiness and joy into yourself. And you now start cleaning out all of these old viruses that represent these unnatural states of being. So it's time to come out of the unnatural, and it's time to come into the natural. Give love a chance. Wasn't that something that your own John Lennon told you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Give peace a chance. Give love a chance. Do you think he was daydreaming with that? No, that was a message from the divine.
Hmm. Well, that's a beautiful place to end. Love is the antidote to everything. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. It was a pleasure and an honor.
Thank you once again for the opportunity of this interaction. We will now conclude and return to the conduit. Goodbye for now.
Love is all there is.
Yes. Thank you, Patrick.
That was great fun. Somebody wanted to know before we go, how did Adronis first come to you to channel him? And are there any other humans channeling Adronis?
Well, I would say the best thing to do is just check out my website, okay, because that's my story. My whole story about Adronis, because it is pretty long, is on the website there. So just go to newearthteachings.com. You can look in the About section, and you'll find out everything relating to that. Are there others that are channeling Adronis like me? No. But there have been others that have channeled him, just not in the way that I do.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Brad, looks like we're in some fun, interesting times, and up to December 21, right, 2020. That's when the age of Aquarius starts.
That's when, it's kind of the benchmark at that time. It's not the exact age, but it's the idea that we're moving into that direction. The age of Aquarius will start to move forward as we go into the 2020s and 2030s.
Well, the fifth dimension in 1968, we're onto something. I remember I was a disc jockey playing that record, and they were about 50 years ahead of time, right?
Yeah, because when we move into an age in that sense, it's a transitional
thing. It's
a sudden hit, but it's definitely a benchmark leading into that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, brother, thanks being with us. It was great fun, and it's always good to hear from you, and I appreciate your work.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, let us know
if we can help. Thank you again.
Thank you. Brad Johnson, he channels Adranus of Sirius, and we talk about 2020, and you can look at his website, and it is newearthteachings.com, newearthteachings.com. Well, we appreciate being here and being able to make a living doing this. It's just such an honor to hang out with you most every day. We usually take Thursdays off and to get our little screenplay done and our book done. But it's great fun. And again, I feel very blessed to be able to earn a living doing this. It's amazing to me. I wake up sometime and say, wow, this is so cool. So thank you. I appreciate it. All your support. All right, I love you all. Now I'm going to get crying here. I love you all very much. Thank you. May the blessings be.
We are listener supported. One Radio Network.